Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm glad you've joined me today and I pray that today's devotional will strengthen your heart and refocus your spirit. Today's topic is Living with Kingdom Priorities. And our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, which says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." This verse reveals one of the most powerful principles for a victorious life. When God's kingdom becomes your priority, God takes responsibility for the rest of your life. In the story of Mary and Martha, recorded in Luke chapter 10 verse 38 to 42, Jesus visited the home of two sisters, Mary and Martha. Martha was busy serving, cooking, and ensuring everything was perfect for the guest. She was doing good things, but Mary did something different. She sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to his teaching. Eventually, Martha became frustrated and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself?" But Jesus gently replied, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better." Think about that for a moment. Martha was busy, but Mary was focused. Martha prioritized tasks, Mary prioritized the kingdom. And Jesus said Mary chose the better part. What does it mean to live with kingdom priorities? Living with kingdom priorities means putting God first in every area of life, before career, before ambitions, before possessions, even before personal comfort. Jesus reminds us again in Colossians 3 verse 2, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." Let me ask you something this morning. What truly drives your decisions? What occupies most of your thoughts each day? Are your priorities shaped more by culture or by the kingdom of God? These are important questions, because whatever sits at the top of your priority list will ultimately shape your life. But here's the encouraging truth. When God becomes your priority, he begins to reorder everything else in your life. Beloved, here's your encouragement. Maybe you're listening today and life feels overwhelming. Responsibilities are piling up, expectations are high, and you feel like Martha, busy, anxious, stretched. But hear this comforting promise from Psalm 37 verse 5. "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act." God never asked us to carry life alone. When we align our priorities with his kingdom, he supplies the strength, wisdom, and provision we need. How do you live with kingdom priorities as a believer? 1. You seek God first daily. Your day begins with God, not stress. Scripture reminds us in Psalm 5 verse 3, "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice." Starting your day with God sets the direction for everything else. 2. Your decisions reflect God's values. Kingdom priorities shape how we speak, work, forgive, and serve. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 3 verse 6, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." 3. Eternal impact matters more than temporary gain. Kingdom-minded people think beyond today. Jesus reminds us in Matthew 6 verse 19 to 20 to store treasures in heaven, where nothing can destroy them. Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment and reflect. Are there areas of my life where God has been second place? What would change if I truly put God's kingdom first today? Remember this, God is not looking for perfection, he is looking for priority. Actions for the day. Here's a simple action step for today. Start your day by intentionally putting God first. Spend a few minutes in prayer. Read a verse. Invite God into your decisions. When you do that consistently, something powerful happens. Your life begins to align with heaven's purpose. As you go, I prophesy over your life today. As you prioritize God's kingdom, clarity will come to your decisions in Jesus' name. As you put God first, doors that seemed closed will begin to open. Anxiety will be replaced with peace. Confusion will be replaced with direction in your life in Jesus' name. According to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, you will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this together with me boldly. Today, I choose to seek God first. His kingdom is my priority. My life is aligned with God's purpose. Every decision I make is guided by His wisdom. God's provision, peace, and favor are working in my life today. I walk in purpose, I walk in victory, and I am winning every day. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day. Lord, we choose today to put your kingdom first. Help us align our hearts with your will. Guide our decisions, order our steps, and give us wisdom in everything we do. Let your peace rule in our hearts today. Let your favor surround every listener like a shield. And may everything we do today bring glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me on Winning Everyday Podcast today. If this devotional encouraged you, please share it with someone who might need this word today. Remember, when God is first in your life, everything else falls into the right place. Have a blessed day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.